What human habit makes others richer than Croesus? Talk about Croesus, human design, a company, a system, entirely based on date and time of birth, has started, about 10 years ago a thing, called eating style. I get thousands of visitors a month looking for their eating style. I did, myself, send money to get my eating style, and what I got back was something close to what it should be, but not quite. The system diagnosed me as a separator. That I should not put even two different foods in my mouth at the time. Nearly impossible to follow instructions. No salads, no bread, no soups, no stews, no bread and butter, no tea with milk, no coffee. Not worth living. I have been experimenting for the past 10 years. And this is what I've found. I'm blood type AB. That means that I have the worst of A and the worst of B, when it comes to health. I am too sensitive. I don't think that my date of birth has anything to do with it. I have weak stomach acid, and my issues with eating primarily come from that. My digestive system is not strong enough to accommodate certain food combinations, in fact it gets sick and can't digest certain food combinations. And it never could. I used to get hives. It was thought that I was allergic to certain foods, but looking back, I was not allergic. I wasn't able to digest certain dense proteins, so they passed out of the stomach undigested and that caused the hives, and other skin issues. Different foods require a different combination of digestive juices, proteins need strong stomach acid, and protease enzymes to fully digest. Undigested proteins become toxins due to bacteria that likes rotted meat in your gut, and it is the bacteria that its waste product is toxic. Ugh, right? The main difference between the eating types is this: what will help you in your digestive system, stomach, gallbladder, pancreas, saliva, most likely to be able to fully digest your food. Digestion starts with mastication. That is chewing. Most of us inhale our foods. Some chew, but not much. The ones that chew fully are mocked. Called slow eaters. The stomach is next. It can be acidic or it can be alkaline, depending on the food. The pancreas is what provides the alkalinizing elements, the stomach naturally is acidic. Proteins need acids to digest, carbs, starches, sugars, need alkaline or base solutions. After a certain age, digestion becomes difficult when one eats a meat and potatoes diet. Meats need a different environment than potatoes. This exhausts the pancreas and can give rise to pancreas diseases, which, according to my measures, are on the rise. Like with everything, people want to add on things to cause balance or well-being. This is how the pharmaceutical industry got richer than Croesus, and the nutritional supplements industry, ditto. Alternative practitioners. Their whole reason to practice is to sell supplements you don't need. But like in everything, the fastest, cheapest, and most effective route is the Anna Karenina method, eliminating as many of the harmful, unbalancing elements as is humanly possible. Not eating anything, not drinking anything between meals. No snacking. None. I am a grazer. And that is what keeps me sick. I don't pay attention whether my body is able to take on new food, whether it is ready or not. I just eat, or drink tea, or sample this and sample that. Impossible to be well. If your digestive system is not totally happy, you are not happy. What other bad things happen when you eat? Not how you would best utilize the food you eat. If and when you eat meat and potatoes, meaning proteins and carbs together, or fruits with anything, including salads, including cookies or jam on your toast, and your pancreas is already exhausted, and that is certain above age 40, your body becomes acidic. And that means your blood as well. And acids mean corrosion. Inflammation. So the blood vessels try to protect themselves by using cholesterol to insulate the blood in the blood vessel. Everywhere, including your brain. In essence, plaque. You have clogged blood vessels. And diminished blood supply to parts of your body, including your brain. I find a correlation between diet and intelligence. Strong correlation. When I unclogged my arteries 2 years ago by using virgin sesame oil and the Big Bundle Energy, my intelligence started to rise. A steep rise, I must say. My older brother, who was always smarter than me, on the other hand continued eating the way he has always eaten, and his intelligence is dropping. When I measure people's health measurements, I pay attention to the constellation of their low numbers. Low brain numbers always indicate wrong eating, either wrong foods or a wrong eating style. Eating style is really the when and how, and what combination. A good 60% of people can eat by taste or by real hunger. The 40% is vulnerable, especially in terms of how they combine their foods, or eating only when the body is ready. The role of hurry. One of the attitudinal elements that is worth mentioning is hurry. Hurry is an indication that you are not paying attention to what you are doing, you are only interested in what you aren't doing. There is no hurry on the creative plane, there is no hurry in integrity, there is no hurry in a good life. If you started the Anna Karenina method of getting well, your first item, most likely would be hurry. Hurry often masquerades as over-eager. Eager to show off, eager to be liked. Eager to be approved. A total outcome dependence. So if I were you, I would start a new habit of putting all attention of what I am doing at the time, all power, all attention, and withdraw my attention to the result it can or may produce. And nurture that, strengthen this new habit. And eventually this would overtake the habit of hurry and over-eagerness. That is a good start. It can mean as much as 50% towards success, towards health. What else can produce this much result? I don't know of any. Not even close. If you would like to find out how your health is doing, or if you know, you'd like to get a new food list, or just talk to me, I'm offering a hefty discount on all my health services. Health measurements. Get your starting point measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/starting. Health services. Food list, supplement list, consultation. Go to www.yourvibration.com/lists. Use coupon code SELF30 to get the discount.